Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hey, happy day after Taco Tuesday, or if it's just the middle of the week and you're grinding through. Thank you for joining us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, this is your show, so you start the conversation. You are what we want to hear from. Call the number is 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. The text line 508-57-50857. If you want to comment, if you want us to read it, if you want to start the conversation, feel free. Hit us up. Welcome to Magic Drive Time. Magic and Grizzlies getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. That means we are just over an hour away from first tip. And as a general reminder, tonight's game, as far as Orlando Magic versus the Memphis Grizzlies, will not be on 96.9 to start the evening. No, there is a coaches show that is happening. That means the Magic Radio Network will slide over to 810 Axion and FM 97.9 in Kissimmee. So that's 810 Axion and FM 97.9 in Kissimmee. You can also listen to the pregame show on there as well. You can hear it on the iHeart app as well. But if you want to listen to the game action up until about 8 o'clock, you're going to have to catch it on 810 Axion and 97.9 Kissimmee. Magic and Grizzlies getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. In just a matter of moments, we'll be joined by the one and only Michael Wallace of Grizzlies.com. Does a great job. He is the editor-in-chief for Grind City Media covering this Grizzlies team. He also used to be down in South Beach covering the Heat for a long time. So we'll talk to him in a matter of about 30 seconds. But before we get to that, witness the start of Orlando Magic basketball in October and November for one low price with a fall fast break pass. Kick off the season with 6 games for just $49. All you got to do, visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today. Okay, it is my honor, it is my privilege to welcome in the one and only Michael Wallace of Grizzlies.com. He's covered this Grizzlies team for quite some time. First off, Michael, thanks for coming on. It's a pleasure to have you. But more importantly, when I look at this Grizzlies team, I think of two tiers. I think of a team that probably didn't expect to be in the high lottery last year, and also a team that is excited about the core group of players that they have returning, but also with an eye to the future as well.
Yeah, it's a different look. It's a different style. It's a different, the grit and grind mindset is still there, but they're adding a little more skill to it, a little more pace to what was that slow down, hammer you out, bump you out, grind you type mentality. So, when you look at some of the athleticism and some of the depth in the lineup right now, you can definitely see a team that, number one, wants to regroup from that 22-60 season last year, and number two, is eager to have some guys back healthy in the lineup, a healthy Chandler Parsons, a healthy Mike Conley, to sort of help Marc Gasol lead the way.
I was going to say, Michael, that's kind of twofold, right? This team won 22 games last year, but on paper, there's no way, given the roster that they have, that team should ever just account for 22 wins in an NBA season. How nice is it entering training camp, one, to have your point guard, Mike Conley, back? I know the difference that he makes. I think he played 12 games for you last year. But two, just the youth that is around this team now and the excitement that Jaren Jackson brings. I always say that there's one team that shouldn't be in the lottery, especially in the high lottery, because of injuries or something unforeseen. Unfortunately, that was you guys last year. Just how nice is it having those two pieces kind of mixing and matching this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a balanced roster now, and I think obviously it starts when you talk about the top, sort of the elder statesmen and the veterans, the franchise pillars and anchors in Mike Conley and Marc Gasol. I mean, Mike has missed 112 games over the last 3 seasons because of injuries. He finally got that heel fixed. He had surgery back in January to address something that was bothering him basically for the better parts on and off of 3 seasons. And, for him to methodically have, what amounts to 8-9 months to sort of take his time through rehab to recover, to get his body back together. I mean, that's huge for them right now. And his minutes have been increased in each game of the preseason. He came in off of 27 minutes in the last game that they played. Last game he played, he took the night off. The Grizzlies had a back-to-back at home last weekend, but the first game of that back-to-back, he played 27 minutes. So, he's showing no signs of wear and tear in terms of bringing anything in that could affect him. And, when you look at the roster, what I was saying in terms of the balance, you have the core veteran guys. You have the young guys in Jaren Jackson, obviously leading the way, number four overall pick. He's a guy that, you know, the Grizzlies are looking at Jaren Jackson the same way the Magic are looking at Jonathan Isaac and Mo Bamba, basically, to be the cornerstones for the future who can contribute right now. And Jaren certainly brings that dimension to the lineup as well. But the key thing about this Grizzlies team is the middle class. I like to call these guys the mid-career veterans. You know, you guys are familiar with Shelvin Mack, but yeah. Beyond that, the Kyle Anderson, the Garrett Temples, those are the kind of players that are going to make the difference for this team when it comes to getting into the nitty-gritty of the schedule.
Okay, let's talk about Kyle Anderson, because I did have him marked. I read that he's doubtful for tonight, but you guys bring him in during free agency this year. He signed to a four-year deal. What's the plan for Kyle Anderson? How does J.B. Bickerstaff expect to use him? And what can he do for this team?
Well, Kyle told me earlier today at shoot-around that he plans to play and get some minutes out there just to get his conditioning up. So we may see him on the floor in some capacity tonight. But the plan for him is to sort of be that facilitator that allows Mike Conley to play off the ball and be more of a creative scorer. But he also can run the second unit and give that second unit a key facilitator to help set up a Jaren Jackson, work with some of those guys as well to sort of be that transitional piece. So, you know, Kyle Anderson is a guy that, you know, he doesn't, you know, wow you with anything. Nothing jumps off the page about him. He's nicknamed Slow-Mo for a reason. But he's just one of those guys that can impact the game, in every single facet of the box score and even beyond that. So that's what they're looking for, a facilitator, a rangy defender who can defend four positions, a guy whose three-point shot is improving, although he still has a ways to go from that standpoint. But most importantly, a guy that can calibrate and facilitate the offense, and that's what his role is going to be this season.
Right now, talking with Michael Wallace of Grand City Media. You can also read him at Grizzlies.com. Check him out on Twitter. He's a fantastic follow as well. All you got to do is follow at MyMikeCheck. That's at MyMikeCheck. And, you know, Michael, you mentioned it. We're really excited about Mo Bamba and the combination of Jonathan Isaac here. But for you guys, it's got to be the combination of one, Jaren Jackson Jr., and then another rookie that I think a lot of people are forgetting about, and a guy that I watched play a lot at West Virginia, and I loved his grit. I loved his mindset. I loved how he played. And that was Javon Carter. Can you tell us about how Javon Carter has looked for you guys in training camp and what you've seen from him so far?
Well, the most impressive thing about Javon Carter, you know, outside of the fact that, you know, he's a workaholic and he's going to defend 94 feet no matter what kind of drill, scrimmage, you know, shooting, whatever it is, when he's on the floor, he's going to be a defensive-minded bulldog. But I think what really, really put him over the top with some of the coaching staff and some of the, higher-ups in the organization was the fact that this guy had, you know, thumb surgery. A week after Summer League in Vegas, you know, he ruptured his thumb in Tim Gergerich's training camp out there in Las Vegas. And, you know, it was supposed to be a 2 to 3 month injury in terms of taking time to recover. Javon Carter was back on the basketball court about 4 weeks later, if that. He was expected to miss some parts of training camp in the preseason. He was a go on media day. And he participated in the first practice. And what you're seeing is a guy that refuses to let anything stop him. He doesn't want to miss any rep. He loves playing with these guys. He loves learning from Conley. His locker is positioned right there in the locker room right next to him. And he doesn't come across as a rookie. I mean, this guy has a demeanor about him that makes you feel like he's been in the league for 3 or 4 or 5 years. And I think that helps as well. So in Jaren, you get sort of the youngest player in the NBA coming in at 18, just turned 19 last month, one season of college basketball. And then you got on the other end a 4-year college basketball player who was the National Defensive Player of the Year. So that combination works well for the Grizzlies, and they're looking to bank on those guys for a long time coming. But I will say this about Mo Bamba. You know, I was at the draft lottery. I was at the pre-draft combine. And Mo impressed me during his interviews more than any rookie that came into that room that day. The fact that he did his homework on every single team that was interviewing him, he knew what he brought to every single situation. He envisioned he would fit with every single team, and just the preparation, the maturity, that young man has shown. He's going to be, he reminded me a lot of a young David Robinson, and that's what David Robinson sort of said about him too when I talked to David Robinson about some of the big men coming in this rookie class. And so you guys, the Orlando Magic, have a great one that they're going to be developing, and he's going to be a beast in this league.
I'll tell you what, anytime you get compared to David Robinson, that's pretty high praise and something we'll take every day. It's been a long time, I think, since we've been this impressed with someone, we've been this excited about a rookie, but certainly Mo Bamba through his first three NBA preseason games has shown just that. And you know, one thing when I think of Mo and the situation that he's in with Nick Vucevic, is on an expiring contract. Mo Bamba is, I don't want to say the inherited center, but he's a new center that's been brought onto this roster with a lot of praise. And when I think of your roster, I think of a similar situation with Jermichael Green as well as Jaren Jackson. How much can Jaren Jackson learn from Jermichael Green, and what has that relationship been like between those two?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jaren Jackson can not only learn from Jermichael Green, he's learning from every single other 19 players on the roster right now. Obviously, training camps, you can have up to 20. And every single coach that's there, every single assistant, Jaren is basically soaking everything in like a sponge. You know, I sit through some of the workouts, and I've seen them in a variety of settings, and they're not taking it easy on this guy. I mean, there are moments when I see Jaren Jackson go through something on the court, and he, you know, a coach would get on him or a player would get on him, and he'll drop his head. And I'm wondering, man, if this was college, this kid would probably transfer. You know what I'm saying? He'd ask to see, okay, maybe I need to go. But that they're just rebuilding the resolve that it's going to take for him to survive in this league. And I think every single day there's another set of lessons. But the kid always emerges with a smile on his face. He always has a laugh there. And he keeps it all in perspective, man. And I think that's because of his upbringing in terms of playing, you know, obviously being the son of a former NBA player and Jaren Jackson Sr. But Jermichael is not necessarily there to threaten Jaren or vice versa. Because if you go back 2 years ago, Jermichael was in the same situation when he was a young prospect coming in and he was asserted ahead of Zach Randolph, you know, and he moved ahead of Zach Randolph in the rotation, feeling like he wasn't as good of a player as Zach Randolph, but it was best for the team. So Jermichael has that perspective. He obviously is hungry this year because he's on an expiring contract. He wants to continue to move forward. And I expect Jermichael to have the best season that he's had in the NBA coming up.
Okay, Michael, we've talked about pretty much everyone on this roster, I think, but we haven't talked about your head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff. He takes over midway through for David Fizdale last year. He gets the full-time gig at the start of the summer. What has training camp been like with him running it? Has it been any different since last year under David Fizdale? And what's the plan for your guys' last two contests as far as minutes go and how they plan to operate tonight's game and then your final preseason game?
Yeah, you know, I'll start with the last part of that question there. J.B. Bickerstaff told us yesterday that, look, he's looking at these last two as sort of a dress rehearsal for what next Wednesday's season opener against the Indiana Pacers is going to be like. So, you know, the wrinkle in that is that Garrett Temple, who's contending for that starting shooting guard spot, is going to be sitting out tonight with some ankle soreness. So that shooting guard spot was one of the biggest competitive battles in camp for the last 2 weeks, and there's still a lot of unresolved rotation issues going on there. So you got as many as three guys and still emerge as a starter at that spot. Chandler Parsons, Orlando guy, you know, suburban Orlando guy, is reclaimed that small forward position. And, you know, he's shown, you know, that's another guy we really hadn't talked about, but the fact that for him to only be limited to 70 games through the first two seasons with the Grizzlies, he's in camp and he's the healthiest that he's been in 3 years, frankly. But JB, man, he's a guy that I talked to him the day after shoot around about this process. He's been prepared for it. He was an interim in Houston, interim last year. So he sort of had two situations to get him ready for this. But this is the first time he's actually carried the team through training camp and through an offseason and implemented his system. So with him and Chad Fourcier there, with Jerry Stackhouse, Nick Van Exel, a lot of ex-players, Tayshaun Prince is even in the front office, he has a lot of insight and a lot of guys that can feed in to what he's trying to do here in Memphis to make this team a success.
I was going to say, we had Chad here last year in Orlando, and that's always the one thing I take away is good coaches surround themselves with good people. And when he brought in Stackhouse and when he brought in Fourcier, that really seemed to be a good foundation for a coaching staff for him.
No question about it. And this is a guy, again, people tend to forget because he's so serious. He took on so much of his dad's demeanor in terms of Bernie Bickerstaff. But JB's 39 years old. He's the second youngest coach in the league, next to out in LA. You know what I mean? It's one of those situations where Luke Walton is the name I'm thinking of. I don't know why I lost Luke Walton's name, but JB's barely 40, and but he carries himself with such a veteran coach's demeanor. He's honest and open with these guys. He's transparent with everything. There's not a player on this roster who does not know where he stands in terms of the grand scheme of the Grizzlies program under J.B. Bickerstaff. And that might be a little bit different. I know some coaches have to keep things close to the vest. Fizdale is a guy that I knew for 8 years. I was with him in Miami covering the Heat for ESPN and the league for ESPN, so I got a chance to be around Fizdale a lot. And he's more abrasive. He's more of an in-your-face guy. He's going to challenge you. JB does the same thing, but I think he does it from more of a teaching aspect. And he holds you accountable intellectually to respond to what he's teaching you. And I think that goes a long way, particularly with veterans and high IQ players that they've tried to put on the roster this year.
Absolutely. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us today. This was fantastic.
Hey, anytime, man. Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. That was Michael Wallace of Grand City Media. Does a great job over there at Grizzlies.com. Go check him out. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. @MyMicCheck. That's @MyMicCheck. Does a great job following this Grizzlies Cub. When we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we'll take a look around the loop. We'll preview all of tonight's action happening around the NBA, and we'll get you set for the Magic and the Grizzlies coming up at 7 o'clock. You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Orlando Magic Basketball is back. Be there live at Amway Center for opening week starting Wednesday, October 17th and continuing Friday, October 19th. It's a week full of classic nights, so get ready to travel back in time to commemorate 30 years of pure magic presented by Florida Hospital. Be part of history and see the team wear their classic edition uniforms. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com to see the Magic take on the Heat and Hornets opening week.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-68 Equal Housing.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com.
Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
This season, Quartzicle is helping the Magic stay cool with triple insulated canteens and tumblers to keep your drinks ice cold for up to 25 hours. Plus, Quartzicle has just launched a line of amazingly cool soft cooler bags that take your old cooler to a whole new level of style and functionality. Whether you're popping a cork, heading to the beach for the day, or slow dripping Joe, Quartzicle is here to help keep you hydrated in style. That is www.corkcicle.com. Quartzicle, we make cool things.
This is Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to wish,
someday, I'm going to play in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday, I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday, I'll own the perimeter every night.
Even back then, I knew, someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in Someday. After all, Someday holds so much hope for all of us.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime. Redefined.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
You know, being on the opposite side, so it'd be a good challenge.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along on this Wednesday afternoon. Magic getting set for their fourth of five preseason contests tonight. That'll begin at 7 o'clock. Remember, you got to go to Oxygen 810 to listen to tonight's game. You can also catch the pregame there as well as in-game coverage in the 96.9. The game will rejoin us after the UCF coaches show. Just a reminder, the Orlando Magic do have a new podcast. It is the Orlando Magic Pod Squad, a host of characters that include the one and only Dante Marcatelli, the host of this show. George Galante, David Steele, as well as Jeff Turner will give you all the inside scoops on everything happening around this Orlando Magic team. How do you subscribe? Well, all you do is go to iTunes or the Google Play Store, hit subscribe, rate it. We'd greatly appreciate it. Before we get into our recap tonight, some housekeeping things. The Magic will be without the services of one Mo Bamba. He is out with a wrist injury. Remember, on Monday against the Heat, he collided with Bam Adebayo and had an awkward fall. It is listed as a bruise. It is nothing serious. He will not play today. Meanwhile, Jonathan Simmons will also not take the court due to personal reasons. Some good news, Jonathan Isaac is back in the local five, starting five tonight, so that is something to watch. And all right, Cody, let's get to it. The Magic will play their penultimate preseason game tonight when they host Grind City. While this evening's game will be more about preparing for next Wednesday and less about the Grizzlies, former Memphis man Jarrell Martin knows they'll have work cut out for them tonight.
No, I've learned a lot over my years in Memphis while I was there. You know, the game, learning how to play the game, you know, the right way and everything. And what I want to gain here is just, you know, develop my game, become a better basketball player, and that's pretty much it.
Remember, Magic head coach Steve Clifford says his intentions tonight are to start dwindling minutes and make it more like a regular season contest, with the Magic playing their penultimate home contest tonight. It'll be interesting to see how those minutes work out and how much we see Jarrell Martin. And after missing the last two contests due to a sore ankle, sophomore forward Jonathan Isaac rejoins the fray this evening. And after a frustrating rookie campaign that saw him miss over 50 contests, Isaac is ready to get back out there.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener as to what a head coach expects from us, holds us accountable, holds us to a standard that we have to work to get to. So that's a great thing to be able to come in every day with the mindset of getting to that standard that the coach already holds you at. So I say it was good, it was fun, and I love him as a coach.
That is Magic forward Jonathan Isaac. J.I., we're happy to have you back in the starting five tonight. It'll be interesting to see how, after missing a week of action, he responds, how that ankle responds. Should be a good one tonight for Orlando. And last but not least, 10-10-10. It's a date here in Central Florida that none of us can ever forget. In fact, it was 8 years ago today that the club's friendly confines, the Amway Center, opened up. 8 years ago tonight, the Magic hosted their first official basketball contest inside their new home.
Crowd counts it down. This one's over. The debut game here at the Amway Center in Orlando is complete. And what a start. Magic win it tonight, 135-81 over the New Orleans Hornets.
We have already seen a lot of memorable moments inside the AC. What else will come during the confines friendly run? It should be a lot of fun. Just a reminder, Magic and Memphis Grizzlies getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. Magic tonight will take the network here at about 6:32. Then they will take the game beginning at 7 o'clock with Dennis Newman as well as Richie Adubato. Just a reminder, Magic fans, the 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital is right around the corner. And if you don't want to miss opening week, but be there to see their team in the Classic Edition uniforms on Wednesday, October 17th. And Friday, October 19th, is the Magic battle the Heat and the Charlotte Hornets at Amway Center. All you got to do, Visit OrlandoMagic.com for tickets today. Hey, Dante is back in his chair tomorrow. The coach, Brian Hill, drops by. That should be a lot of fun. We'll be back same time, same dial tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you. This has been Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Orlando Magic Basketball is back. Be there live at Amway Center for opening week starting Wednesday, October 17th and continuing Friday, October 19th. It's a week full of classic nights, so get ready to travel back in time to commemorate 30 years of pure magic presented by Florida Hospital. Be part of history and see the team wear their classic edition uniforms. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com to see the Magic take on the Heat and Hornets opening week.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Problems now from a crash heading west on I-4.